each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Loretta Frelick, and I have the privilege of filling in for Father Anthony this afternoon. And so I am just delighted to be with you. And we have a very special guest today. And before I bring Maria Vadilla on, I want to remind all of our listeners about the importance of prayer. And the reason I say that is there was nothing more prophetic than today's opening for the show, The Winds of Change, and tensions are brewing. And right now, we have a hot spot in the Middle East. And on April 1st, there was a strike on Damascus that killed multiple generals in the Iranian army. And Iran has been threatening to strike Israel. And the intel is that that strike is coming within the next 48 hours. And so I just want to urge all of us to just send up prayers for peace in the Middle East. It's my privilege to belong to a group, the Holy Sepulchre, the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre, of Jerusalem. And one of our charges in this organization is to pray for Jerusalem and to pray for the Middle East. And so I urge all of us to just give the Middle East and all its tensions to the Lord. We know that nothing is impossible with God and that God can stop and strike anything that may come at the world in the Middle East from Iran. And we decree and declare that the blood of the Lamb, Jesus' blood that he poured out at Calvary, blesses and covers the Middle East now. And we just ask the Queen of Palestine to pray for us. Thank you, Lord. So please keep the Middle East. It's an on fire spot. It's not even a hot spot anymore. It is an on fire spot. And we pray for peace in the Middle East. We pray for Israel. They have such a challenge after the slaughter of innocent people celebrating one of their feast days back on October 7th. And they have become the pariah of the world through propaganda. And so we want to just pray, too, for the leaders of Israel, especially Benjamin Netanyahu, that he may make wise decisions with the power of the Holy Spirit. So as we invoke Holy Spirit, there's nobody better suited to come on air with us and talk about the power of Holy Spirit. Maria Vadilla is an amazing, I can't even say it enough times. She is a woman who has changed my life with being sold out for Jesus. And we're going to let Maria come on air and tell us her story. Are you there, Maria?
Yes, I'm here, and thank you so much for having me. But Loretta, you know, we want to remind the listeners that yes, it's so biblical to pray for Jerusalem.
Amen.
Because these are God's people. These are the apple of his eyes, whether you like them or not. They are the chosen people. Psalm 122, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. And then in Genesis 12, The Lord told Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. So we want to be blessing God's people.
Amen.
We want to be blessing them, yes. And we decree and declare, you know, with the authority that the Lord has given to us, because we're seated in heavenly places, we decree and declare peace over that area.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, we bind the forces of evil. We bind the forces of lawlessness, the forces of destruction, the demonic forces that want to come against the people of God. We bind those forces in Jesus' mighty name. And we ask the Holy Spirit to release the blessings of heaven, peace, tranquility, the shalom over that area.
Praise God. Oh,
yes.
Maria, you are so right. And you know, it's St. Paul that tells us, you know, our battles are, you know, in heavenly places. Our battles aren't flesh and blood. They're with principalities and powers. And they don't just mean the armies of a nation. They mean the Holy Spirit. They mean the spirits of the evil one attempting to take down the people of God.
Yes. And, you know, I came recently, I came home from Ireland, and I was jet lagging. And what happened? I woke up on three different occasions at very strange hours. And when I looked at the clock, it said 1:37, three times, three different days. And I knew it was Luke chapter 1, verse 37. And this is what it says. It's when the angel came to Mary, Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible with God.
Amen.
So this is a very powerful way, a very powerful word, and I believe that we can apply that to the Middle East and say, Lord, nothing is impossible for you. Stop this violence and stop all this destruction in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes? Yes.
Amen. And, you know, that is so important to realize that nothing is impossible with God. And God, and it's in the scriptures, you said, Luke 1:37. And we know that God's word is true. We know that God's word is for our good and our benefit. And that when he says nothing will be impossible with God, he means nothing. So
absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Right. And so this threat of Iran, and we know Iran keeps their threats, but this threat of Iran can be thwarted by the arm of God. And we decree that and declare it. Amen.
Amen and amen. And Loretta, the Bible is full of impossible situations.
Yes.
That only God could solve. Amen?
Amen.
And this is the story of our lives. If God had not intervened so many times, I don't think I would be alive. I don't think you would be alive.
I know I mean, wouldn't have been. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, what's your favorite impossible situation in the Bible?
Well, I think that I really like when Joshua came into the Promised Land. And they were supposed to take over Jericho. That was the first city. And, of course, the Israelites, they were not equipped with warfare.
No.
Things, you know what I'm saying?
Right. They were slaves. They had been building pyramids.
They had been walking around the desert for 40 years. And so now the Lord says, you come and you kick out the inhabitants of this land. Because those inhabitants were demonized. They were worshiping false gods. They were worshiping idols. They were worshiping demons. They were sacrificing their children to the gods. They were engaging in all kinds of moral perversions, sexual immorality big time. And so the Lord said, you need to take them out. And so, Loretta, Jericho was one of the most protected cities in the Holy Land. The walls of Jericho were so thick that chariot races could be held on top of those walls. That's how thick they were.
Wow.
And now, yeah. And now in Joshua chapter 5, Joshua crosses over and starts examining Jericho. And he's probably thinking, I wonder how God is going to do this. Because Joshua was a man of God.
Yes.
You know, only him and Caleb of that generation were there when they came over to the Promised Land. And he had an encounter with the pre-incarnate Christ, with the commander of the heavenly armies. And the Lord gave him the strategy, obviously.
Yes.
And the strategy was so stupid from the standpoint of human beings. You know,
right.
Go around Jericho for 6 days, once a day. The seventh day, go seven times. Let the priest blow the shofar, and then let the people of God release a shout. And when the people shouted, the walls came tumbling down. And they were able to go inside Jericho and take it over. I mean, doesn't it sound foolish?
It does. Tell our listeners what a shofar is.
The shofar is like a trumpet, like the ram's horn,
okay,
which the priests were commanded to blow and to sound for several reasons, for war, for getting the people of God together, for calling an assembly. In this case, it was, you know, the mandate of God to blow the shofar and then to release that big shout. And that was the victory. That was it.
Praise God. Now tell our listeners why the shout is important.
Because God has given us a shout. He has put a shout deep in our belly. And it's a shout of victory. And the Lord is a God of shouts. He will come with a shout. And if we go to Isaiah 42, it says there that he will shout. He will raise a war cry. He will shout when we start praising God and giving glory to the Lord. He will come to defend us, and he will raise a shout on our behalf. And Psalm 66, very powerful, Psalm 66. It says for us, listen to this, shout joyfully to God all the earth. Sing the glory of his praise. Make his praise glorious. Okay? We're supposed to make his praise glorious. Like giving the most glory to this amazing God that is so in love with us, that already sent his son to forgive us and to give us a new life. And then it says, say to God, how awesome are your works. Because of the greatness of your power, your enemies will come cringing before you. So when we shout and shout unto the Lord, God's enemies will cringe before him. Now, what are those enemies? As you said before, it's not flesh and blood. It's depression. It's fear. It's anxiety. It's confusion. It's sickness. It's disease. It's the curses that come down the bloodline. It's anything that comes against us. Never having enough, always living in lack. All these things, all these enemies come cringing before the Lord in that atmosphere of the shout. Because that shout is an expression of praise.
Praise.
And I've seen so many miracles, especially in Africa, when we give a shout unto the Lord. I mean, I've seen husbands that have left their wives come back home.
Praise God.
With a repentant heart and asking their wives to take them back. I mean, not just one or two. I'm talking about several.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Yes. And even in America, I have tons of testimonies. I was one Tuesday, I was getting ready. I was driving to my Bible class, and I got a text message that said emergency.
Mm.
I usually don't read the text messages, but when this one said emergency, I opened it up, you know, before the Bible class, because I don't want to be distracted. But
right.
Because this one said emergency, I opened it up, and it's a good friend of mine that said that her daughter was missing. The police had called because they found her car illegally parked, and she was not answering any phone calls. She was not answering the mother's calls, her brother's calls, her father's calls. She was just missing. So I got to my Bible class, and I said, ladies, this is what's going on with a good friend of mine. We're going to give a shout unto the Lord as if it's our own daughters that are missing. Loretta, we released a shout that was so powerful, and it lasted a long while. I knew, and I said, we're going to shout, and every barrier that's keeping this young lady away from her family, it's going to come tumbling down. Every barrier, every obstacle, every wall of opposition, it's coming down. But Loretta, in less than 5 minutes, I got a text message. My daughter has been found.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Our weapons are spiritual. Our weapons are not carnal. I have another powerful testimony about my daughter.
Yes.
Who lives in Manhattan. And this happened a few years ago. But in the month of November, she was promised a pay raise. And so November passed, December, January, February. Finally, in March, she says, Mom, they promised me a pay raise. I have not received a pay raise, and it's been 5 months. So I'm praying on a Wednesday afternoon at 5 p.m., I remember. I'm with Christina interceding, and I told her, let's give a shout on behalf of my daughter because they promised her a pay raise, and they have not given it to her. So let's release a shout and let every obstacle, every barrier just come tumbling down out of the way in Jesus' mighty name. And I decree and declare that the pay raise will come. They promised it to her. Loretta, we shouted. And then my friend said, let's shout for us as well because we're going through a financial crisis. Let's give a shout. Let's give a shout unto the Lord. So what happened? Thursday morning at 9 a.m., I get a text message from my daughter, Mom, I came into the office and the envelope was there with my check and with the pay raise.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
This is not coincidence.
No.
So, not at all. So, I go to my friend's house for prayer meeting and I said, Christina, wait till I tell you what happened. And I shared it with her. And then she says, wait till I tell you what happened to me. My father-in-law called last night. I said, Christina, I want to bless you and your husband. I'm giving you a $15,000 check.
Woo! Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, God answers prayer. God responds to the shout that we send up for him. And when we come back from our first break, we're going to hear more of the miracles that Maria experiences through prayer.
For 150 years, St. Stanislaus Koska Academy has been an oasis that builds a moral foundation for your child based upon Catholic faith, virtue, and valor, along with strong academic preparation for children pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. Here's how you can help St. Stanislaus Koska Academy and have a good time. Come out and play for St. Stan's Academy during the annual Casino Night Fundraiser, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Enjoy casino games, food, drinks, and great music, all while helping to support St. Stanislaus Koska Academy, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Now, you must be 21 or over. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is located at 1255 North Noble in Chicago. That's one block north on Noble, off Division, just off the Kennedy.
I'm Loretta Freilich, and you are listening to The Winds of Change.
The William Baker Festival Singers, directed by Dr. William O. Baker, is a 50-voice semi-professional chorale based in Kansas City. They will join us at St. Stanislaus Koska Parish for the 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday, April 27th, to perform a short concert of sacred music immediately following liturgy. You are invited to be inspired by the beauty of the music as performed by the William Baker Festival Singers, who are sharing their gifts with us on Saturday, April 27th. There is no charge for this concert, and there's plenty of free parking. St. Stanislaus Koska Parish can be found two blocks north on Noble, off Division, adjacent to the Kennedy Expressway. Visit ststandschurch.org for more information.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Loretta Fralick, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change. And our guest today is friend of the show, Maria Vadilla. Now, Maria, you talked about the march and the shout. What else just drives God's heart?
You know what touches God's heart is when we obey His word, because He loves us. He loves us no matter what. You know, mm-hmm. He loves me whether I'm a disaster or not. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
He loves us. But if we want to touch the heart of God, we really want to do what He has asked us to do in His word. Go and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Amen?
Amen.
Because God wants, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, the word of God says, God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and the human race, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all. So this is what God holds the dearest in His heart, that people would come to Jesus Christ, that people would repent and turn over to Jesus Christ so that they can receive salvation and the eternal life with Him. That's what He really wants, Loretta. That's how we're alive in this planet.
Now, you are going to be in Chicago, Maria, in the Chicago area, and you are going to be coming to Knights of Glory, and that is going to be held at St. Mary of Sel in Berwyn on May 10th. And then you're also going to be with us for a day at St. Francis of Rome in Cicero on May 11th. And what kind of things do you hope happen at both of those events?
What do I hope?
Yes.
I hope that that there's a lot of praise and worship. And then I believe as the word is being preached, the word of God, I know for a fact that people are going to be healed, people are going to be set free, people are going to give their lives to Jesus Christ. I believe people will have an encounter with the Lord.
Praise
God. That's what God says. You know, go and proclaim the gospel to every creature. And these are the signs that will follow all who believe. And one of those signs is verse 18. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But even through words of knowledge, even when we don't lay hands on sick people, people would get healed. In Luke chapter 9, which is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, when the Lord sends His disciples, He says in verses 8 and 9, and whatever city you enter and they receive you, verse 9, heal the sick. Heal those who are sick and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. So, Loretta, I believe the word of God and I stand on the word of God because the word of God is truth. And heaven and earth will pass away. His words will never pass away. If the Lord says in His word, every city you go into, heal the sick there and tell them that the kingdom of God has come upon them, that's exactly what happens. Amen. That's
Amen.
Exactly what happened.
Amen. And Maria, your preaching is always accompanied by miracles, signs, and wonders. And it is just a privilege to be in the presence of God when you are preaching. Now, you recently were in Ireland. Can you share with our listeners some of the things that went on in Ireland?
Sure. It was wonderful. We went to at least 10 different areas in Ireland, and it was the harvest is ready. So many people gave their lives to Jesus.
Praise God.
So many people's eyes were opened, and so many healings, so many healings. In one meeting, for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit healed so many people's knees, at least 10 people were healed from problems with their knees. And one man that had horrible pain in his knees got healed. And the next morning, he took a morning walk, and he walked 2 miles without pain.
Glory
to God.
Awesome. Glory to God.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's so exciting to know that the Lord does this and that he loves us so much that he wants to do us. And have these people stopped talking about their miracles yet?
No, they keep talking about it. A lady that came with cancer and undergoing cancer treatment, she felt in the meeting that something left her. And she says, I feel so good that I know that I'm healed. I'm waiting to hear that praise report from the doctor, that she felt totally healed from cancer. She felt something leave her. So that was another good testimony. Another one, a lady that had pain in her neck, she could not move her neck at all, not to the right, the left. The Lord totally healed her neck. No more pain in the neck. No more pain in the neck. Amazing. People with problems with digestion and intestines, blockages, a lot of healings in that area as well. A lot of healings in that area. And one of the testimonies that I liked the most was in Belfast, in North Ireland.
Yes.
And I was, we have been praising God. You know, the atmosphere changes when we praise God.
Oh, yes.
Because the Lord, the Lord inhabits the presence of his people. But I was talking about the authority that we have, that Christ has delegated to us, and that we are the people of God. He has seated us in a place of authority, Ephesians 2, verse 6. He has given us the keys to the kingdom. He has given us the power to bind and to loose. And I was sharing with them the authority that the Lord has given to us. And I said, mothers and fathers, especially in our homes, we have authority, you know? And so there was an amazing testimony. There was a lady there that her daughter had left the house like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter didn't want anything to do with them. She didn't want to come back home. She wanted nothing to do with them. And the lady said, I took authority. She said, I really realized that my prayers were pathetic and that I was praying out of fear and anxiety. But now I use my authority
mm-hmm.
over my daughter's life. You know what happened? Right there in the meeting, she got a text message from her daughter saying, I want to go back home.
Praise God.
That was amazing.
Amazing. Oh, the joy in that household.
Oh, my goodness. A miracle
and a mother's heart consoled.
Yes.
Oh, how beautiful, Maria. How beautiful.
Yes.
Now, I know that in addition to the miracles that you saw in Ireland just this last time, and friends of mine, Father James O'Reilly. Father James was there. He couldn't stay to talk to you, but Father James O'Reilly told me that you were awesome and that he was at in Northern Ireland, the church. It was a friend of his that hosted your event. And just another dear, darling young girl. Every time I see her, I just see the honey of the Lord dripping all over her.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Yes, and she's got that sweetness to her. But last year, you had a pretty amazing event happen in one of your gatherings.
Yes, it was totally amazing. It was in Knockbridge area in Ireland. Yes, we were having a conference there. And as I was getting ready for my second talk, the MC said, wait a second, there is something happening on the left side. I mean, there is a commotion going on. And I said, let's go and see what it is. And when I got there, there was an older lady sitting there on the pew that she was dead. She died.
Gone.
Okay. Her color was gray, greenish gray. Somebody was trying, a nurse's aide was trying to get her pulse in her wrist, in her hand. She couldn't get it. Near the neck, She couldn't get a pulse anywhere. Her jaw had dropped, like when people take their last breath and it just goes down. Her eyes they looked lifeless. She was not breathing. She was not responding. She was dead. She was dead. And so I took authority. We go back to authority. Jesus says, go raise the dead. I know that Bible verse by heart. Matthew 10, 7 and 8. And as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out devils. Raise the dead. So I sat in front of that lady and I took authority and I said, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of death, you are bound and you have to release her now. Now. Come, Holy Spirit. You're the spirit of life. You're resurrection life. And then we prayed in the spirit, in the prayer language with everybody there because this church is charismatic. So it was packed with spirit-filled people. And everyone was praying in the spirit. And after 10 minutes of drilling in the spirit, she opened her eyes. It was amazing, totally amazing. Big, big miracle.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, that you are still working miracles among your people. Thank you, Jesus, that signs and wonders point to you. Thank you, Jesus, that you stand waiting for a relationship with each one of us.
And Loretta, yes, I think this was not only a physical resurrection. I believe this was a prophetic sign to the Catholic Church.
Yes.
That the Lord is resurrecting. He's rebuilding the church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is a message for lay people because the priest of that church, the pastor of that church, was sick in the hospital, and he was watching everything online. So this is a message for lay people. We were baptized as priests, prophets, and kings. Amen?
Amen. And
yes.
Maria, I was able to be online with a Bible study that you conduct, and it's just brilliant. And I remember there was this... out of nowhere one day, you prophesied that revival was coming to Chicago. And you called me and another friend of ours that was on the program, Loretta and Maurice. Revival is coming to Chicago. Well, unbeknownst to me, there was also this priest in one of the pictures. And Father Raddick would come on and off, you know, depending on his schedule. And he was very faithful. He always had a miracle to tell us and share with us. But then, I don't know, it was a couple months later, Father Raddick gets transferred to Chicago. And when you told us that, I knew that was the revival coming. And, you know, since Father Raddick has been here in Chicago as pastor, I have to apologize to him. I don't know his combined parish name, but he does have two parishes here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. He is just such a great minister of God's love. He speaks Spanish and Polish, so if any of you guys are looking for a home parish, you have to go to either St. Mary of Sel or, St. Francis of Rome. St. Mary of Sel is on the south side, Chicago, or the west side, guys, in Berwyn, and St. Francis of Rome is on Austin and 14th Street. So I really urge any of you that are there, revival is coming to Chicago in a lot of ways, and one of those ways is Father Raddick. And Father Raddick hosts Nights of Glory in English on the second Friday of the month and in Spanish on the fourth Friday of the month. And that's one of the locations at St. Mary of Sel, where Maria will be on May 10th. And then Father Raddick has invited us to use St. Francis of Rome on Austin Boulevard in Cicero for a wonderful day with Maria that we're calling Fresh Fire. Now, Fresh Fire is the title of your new book, right?
Yes, that's the title.
And when we come back, We're going to hear more about your book, Fresh Fire. This is Loretta Freilich filling in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change.
The William Baker Festival Singers, directed by Dr. William O. Baker, is a 50-voice semi-professional chorale based in Kansas City. They will join us at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish for the 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday, April 27th, to perform a short concert of sacred music immediately following liturgy. You are invited to be inspired by the beauty of the music as performed by the William Baker Festival Singers, who are sharing their gifts with us on Saturday, April 27th. There is no charge for this concert, and there's plenty of free parking. St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish can be found 2 blocks north on Noble, off Division, adjacent to the Kennedy Expressway. Visit ststandschurch.org for more information. The Winds of Change. For 150 years, St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy has been an oasis that builds a moral foundation for your child based upon Catholic faith, virtue, and valor, along with strong academic preparation for children pre-kindergarten through 8th grade. Here's how you can help St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy and have a good time. Come out and play for St. Stan's Academy during the annual Casino Night Fundraiser, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Enjoy casino games, food, drinks, and great music, all while helping to support St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Now, you must be 21 or over. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is located at 1255 North Noble in Chicago. That's 1 block north on Noble, off Division, just off the Kennedy.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Loretta Freilich with Maria Vidia, and we are talking about her tremendous books. And Maria, you've written 11 books, correct?
Yes.
And they are all available on Queenship Publishing or Amazon. And you've just written another book, an 11th book. And can you tell us what Fresh Fire is all about?
Well, Fresh Fire is about the Lord, because our God is a God of fire.
Amen. Oh, I just got like a jolt of the Holy Spirit.
Well, in the book of Ezekiel, he has a vision, chapter one, he has a vision of the throne room of God and with the Lord there. And the prophet Ezekiel looks at the Lord and he sees all this fire burning within him. And this we find in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 27. And this is what it says. Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire, and there was a radiance around him. And then in Revelation, we know that John says that his eyes were like flames of fire. And then David says in Psalm 18 that out of his mouth comes fire. So our God is a God of fire. And on the day of Pentecost, he came, the Holy Spirit came, as tongues as of fire, remember?
Yes, yes,
and that
yes,
fire,
yes.
Yes, I believe that fire was what changed Peter. You know, Peter had a lot of fear before this.
Yes.
And he had a lot of shame for having denied Jesus 3 times. I believe that empowerment of the Spirit and that fire burnt off the fear and the shame. Amen?
Amen.
And down he went to proclaim the gospel to all these people that he had been afraid of.
Yes.
And Loretta, he was preaching to very religious and devout Jews because they were there celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. And when Peter preached to them, the Bible says that they were cut to the heart. They were convicted through the words of Peter. Why? Because the word of God is also fire. Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like fire? Amen?
Amen.
So we have so much fire in the kingdom, and nobody talks about this. But even in the Old Testament, when Moses delivered God's people out of bondage, out of the bondage of Egypt, during the desert experience.
Yes.
It was a cloud by day and fire by night. Amen?
Amen. And there's this beautiful song. I don't know if you've, Joanne McFadder, Cloud by Day and Fire yes. by Night. I want a resting place, oh Lord. Oh, I love that song. You just want God's fire to burn within you.
Yes, yes. Yes, we want the fire of God to be burning within us because we want to be ignited with passion for Jesus.
Yes.
You know, how can we go and proclaim the gospel if we're not on fire? What? How can we do it if we're not passionate?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
We have to be fired up, and the Holy Spirit is fire. The Word of God is fire. The Holy Jesus is fire. The Holy Spirit is fire. And you know what is fire also, Loretta?
What?
The throne of God is fire.
Whoa.
The throne of God is fire. We see this in Daniel chapter 7 when Daniel has a vision of the throne room of God. And in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, I'm going to start in the middle of verse 9. It says, his throne was ablaze with flames. Its wheels were burning fire. And a river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. So just in praise and worship, there is so much fire going on. There's a river of fire. And you know what? Fire does a quick work, and fire does a lot of cleansing and purification.
Yes.
Which we need. Everybody needs that. We need to be constantly being cleansed and purified. And in the presence of God, that happens.
Praise
Thank you, Lord.
God. Thank you, Lord. And
yes.
Now, Maria, all the people that are listening, how do they get this fresh fire?
Well, first of all, you have to be hungry for God. And you have to spend time with the Lord because Jesus is a man of fire, as I said. And when we encounter him, when we pray, when we spend time with him, when we spend time in the Word, when we spend time with other believers that are on fire, praising God and proclaiming the Word, we're going to catch the fire because the fire spreads very easily. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
We just want to make sure that we spend time with people that are burning.
Yes.
Because, you know, we want to keep that flame going on. And this is what Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Paul tells Timothy, and for this reason I remind you to kindle afresh. In other words, fan into flame. Keep it fanning. You know, keep the flame going.
Praise God.
The gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. So, Loretta, we receive the Holy Spirit, but then it's our responsibility to keep the fire going.
Praise God.
It's our responsibility.
Praise God. And there are so many opportunities in our church today to keep the fire burning. I know here at St. Stanislavskoska, you can go and you can spend time with the Lord in front of the monstrance, which is exposed 24/7. You know, in our churches, we have Jesus available that we can spend time in adoration. And you can come and hear speakers like Maria. You can spend time with the Lord in your prayer group. You can spend time with the Lord in your living room, in your chair. But you're so right about how important, not just going to Mass. We have our obligations that we want to fulfill. We want to be at Mass because we love the Lord. And this is what he called for from us. But it's like being a friend with him. I wouldn't just see my one friend once a week. I see her almost every day. And so it's being a friend with Jesus and cultivating that friendship by spending time with him. So,
Loretta,
yes.
even in the Eucharist, when we receive the Eucharist, we're receiving Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is a man of fire.
Yes.
So we need to understand these things. If we are receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, we are receiving fire.
Praise God.
Yes. Sure.
Praise God. Well, we all want to receive that fire. And when we come back from our last break, listeners, we're going to hear more from Maria and her just incredible ministry. This is Loretta Frelick with Maria Vidia. We're filling in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change.
For 150 years, St. Stanislaus Koska Academy has been an oasis that builds a moral foundation for your child based upon Catholic faith, virtue, and valor, along with strong academic preparation for children pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. Here's how you can help St. Stanislaus Koska Academy and have a good time. Come out and play for St. Stan's Academy during the annual Casino Night Fundraiser, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Enjoy casino games, food, drinks, and great music, all while helping to support St. Stanislaus Koska Academy, Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Now, you must be 21 or over. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is located at 1255 North Noble in Chicago. That's one block north on Noble, off Division, just off the Kennedy.
I'm Loretta Frelick, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
The William Baker Festival Singers, directed by Dr. William O. Baker, is a 50-voice semi-professional chorale based in Kansas City. They will join us at St. Stanislaus Koska Parish for the 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday, April 27th, to perform a short concert of sacred music immediately following liturgy. You are invited to be inspired by the beauty of the music as performed by the William Baker Festival Singers, who are sharing their gifts with us on Saturday, April 27th. There is no charge for this concert, and there's plenty of free parking. St. Stanislaus Koska Parish can be found two blocks north on Noble, off Division, adjacent to the Kennedy Expressway. Visit ststandschurch.org for more information.
Welcome back. We're talking to Maria Vidia. And, you know, one of the things that I really want to let our listeners know, Maria, is that you don't just talk the talk. You walk the walk. You have founded a foundation, the Glory of God. You have founded a chapter of Magnificat in Miami. You have found the Glory House of Miami, which is a safe haven for human traffic victims. You know, I love that you buy pygmies houses. And, you know, you just have such a love for God's people. And, you know, as I said before, you're the author of 11 books. Did writing books come naturally to you?
No, not at all. not at all. Actually, I had heard a voice all my life that I was not good at writing. Even though I loved learning, writing was not my favorite thing to do in school. So what happens? I come to the Lord, I get baptized with the Holy Spirit, and one fine day I hear his voice. I want you to write about the simple mysteries. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. Because if you listen to the priest during Mass, they talk about the sacred mysteries. But the Lord told me to write about the simple mysteries. I said, what? And it did not come naturally, but when the Lord told me, he put that desire in my heart, and then I just knew that I had to write a book on the power of the tongue.
Wow.
So that's how I started, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've written 11 books now, and it's all by the grace of God, and it's all for Jesus. It's all for Jesus. It's all about him.
Praise God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know my favorite book. It's Break Open Your Wells. You tell the most marvelous stories from Scripture about the importance of praise and how it changes the atmosphere. And I remember after I read it the first time, I highlighted it in gold when I read it the second time, because it is truly a book of solid gold in direction on how to change your life.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So,
Loretta,
yes.
I was thinking of the life of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, We all know about Moses, how the mother saved him.
Yes.
And did not kill the baby because Pharaoh wanted all baby boys killed.
Yes.
And the mother took a risk of faith and put the baby after 3 months in a wicker basket on the reeds of the Nile River, and the baby was saved. And to make the long story short, Moses lived in the palace, in the Pharaoh's palace, for 40 years. And then he had to go into exile into another country because he killed somebody.
Yes.
But now he spends the next 40 years as a shepherd in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that God had put a vision in his heart that he would be the deliverer of God's people, you know?
Yes.
But 40 years in the desert and nothing. And one fine day, he's pasturing the flock, the sheep, whatever, and he sees a burning bush.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, that was not a rare sight in the desert, but what was unusual was that this bush was not consumed. It just kept burning and burning and burning and burning. And so Moses said, I'm going to stop and see what this is all about. That's when he heard the voice of God.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
God appeared to him as fire in a burning bush. And that's how he was sent back to Egypt to deliver God's people. I'm just giving you testimony how much fire there is in the kingdom of God.
Praise
and
God.
You know what? I have a message to other people. In the kingdom, we don't retire. We refire.
Praise Amen. God. Amen.
Yes.
In the kingdom, we don't retire. We refire.
Amen. Amen. No retirement, only refirement.
Praise
Amen
God.
Amen to that. Thank you, Jesus. You know, think of the encounter that Isaiah had with the Lord, with the throne room of God, Isaiah chapter 6. It says that the glory of the Lord was there, and the smoke was filling that room. Why? The fire of God. The fire of the throne of God, and also the angels, the seraphims, were there. And seraphims are angels of fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have so much here in the kingdom. It's amazing. We need to catch the fire. We need to catch it.
Amen.
We need to be fire starters everywhere that we go.
Amen.
That fire.
Well,
yes.
Oh, you know, Maria, I cannot wait till you come. I cannot wait to read your new book. And really, I think my new mantra is going to be, in the kingdom, we don't retire. We refire.
Amen.
And that is so exciting to think about, because when you refire, the enthusiasm just spreads and you cannot contain it. And it just, it's exciting to think about. You know, I had a prayer time, and that was one of the things that I saw was I was standing inside my cathedral parish, not that I'm ever going to be standing inside my cathedral parish, but there were little embers, and I just kept blowing on those embers, and they were spreading out of the church, down the streets, into churches and city, you know, the city, the buildings, the places of worship and offices, and really, that's our job. We need to refire so we can set the world on fire for Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now,
yes.
There's two of your events that we didn't talk about. They're not happening here, but they are. You sponsor a School of the Holy Spirit and Days of Glory.
Yes.
Can you just briefly tell our listeners what those are?
Yes, the School of the Holy Spirit is an immersion in the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be held on July 14th to the 20th in a place called Anna Maria College in Paxton, Maine. And if anybody is interested, you can call 520-414-8129. And so what happens in the School of the Holy Spirit? Well, we learn how to host the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We learn about the presence of God, about praise and worship. We get instruction on how to heal the sick, how to set the captive free, how to prophesy over people, you know, how to love people enough to tell them about the Lord, you know, how to minister to people. As Catholics, we need to learn how to minister to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to learn how to set people free, how to prophesy in order to encourage people and to exhort them, to support them. So in the school, you can expect to learn about what it is to walk empowered with the Holy Spirit, how to use the gifts. And so in November, we have a conference, Days of Glory, which is all about worship. So I encourage everybody to attend either one of them because, you know, you're going to get on fire. You're going to catch the fire for sure. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, having attended both of those, I just want to tell our listeners that they are so well worth your time. But if you want to check out Maria before you head off to the East, remember that Knights of Glory will be on May 10th with Maria at St. Mary of Sel in Berwyn, and Fresh Fire will be all day May 11th at St. Francis of Rome on Austin Boulevard in Cicero. And all are invited. And if you go to today's show page, you'll be able to find information on how you can register for Fresh Fire. Well, Maria, I'm going to ask you if you would please, and I should have warned you, I'm sorry, but you're never at a loss. I'm going to ask you if you could just pray a prayer for Chicago, but if you could also conclude with a prayer for the Middle East.
Yes. Father God, we just thank you because you tell us to pray, to ask, to seek, and to knock. And it is such a privilege, Lord, to go before your throne through the blood of Jesus, to pray, to connect with you, to ask you. Lord, the Middle East is so, so, so dear to your heart. We just ask you, Lord, for peace in the Middle East. We decree and declare a miracle because nothing is impossible with you, Lord. We decree and declare a miracle of peace that somehow there will not be a war, that somehow you will stop Iran from attacking the Israelite nation. Lord, release angels. Do whatever you need to do, but let there be a change of direction from the people in Iran, from the government in Iran. Just work in their hearts and stop them.
Amen.
And we pray for Chicago.
Yes, Lord.
For revival fire hitting Chicago. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Well, listeners, we want to thank Maria Vadilla. You now know why when I grow up, I want to be Maria. And we thank her for spending the hour with us. And we bless you, Chicago. We bless you, Maria. And we bless the Middle East. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tune in Monday. Tune in Monday.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deep for truth or sit on the fence? Can you see?